I can make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I'd be wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way.
Good morning and welcome to Gone Outdoors. Kyle Agree and Scott Brewer of Brewer Agree Outdoors. We're here talking hunting, talking fishing, talking just about anything you can do outdoors for the next hour right here on KWSN Sioux Falls, 1230 AM, 98.1 FM, and the mighty 790 KFGO Fargo, 104.7 FM. Today's Gone Outdoors is brought to you by Ray's Sport and Marine, your local Lund Boats and Bennington Pontoon dealer in Moorhead. RaysMarineMoorhead.com. Adventure RV, across from the Fairgrounds Inn, West Fargo, your number one RV dealer in the FM area, AdventureRVSales.com. Are you fishing for a snack or gas in Lakes Country? Lakeland General Store is your one-stop shop in the Lakes area at the junction of Highways 59 and 34 in Dunnville. Devil's Lake Tourism and Linex of Fargo. This is Linex Country, home of the adventurous. Welcome. It is a Memorial Day weekend edition of Gone Outdoors, and Scott, is for many the unofficial start of summer, and that feels really good. I know on the calendar, if we were to ask Too Tall Tom, he would say that summer doesn't start until later on in June officially, but you know what? For a lot of us, this is the start of summer, and that feels really, really good.
Yeah, it certainly is for lake people. There's a lot of lake people that this is when they'll go down, they'll get their pontoons in the water and their canopies on their lifts and get everything set up for the season. Obviously, a lot of fishermen have been out for a while already. Some of them, not all of them, you know, there's some that probably haven't been out yet, you know, because of work schedules and everything else. But yeah, this is the time when a lot of people really start considering the summer. And I think some of that has to do with school schedules.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because the schools are either just finishing up or about to finish up within the next week. So then the kids are then on their summer break, which is awesome that everybody, the teachers that work 9 months out of the year, they've had a tough 9 months. You know, they got to have a little break too. So it's summer's here for everybody. And the weather, it's warmed up enough. Mother Nature has made up for the lack of spring that we've had, and we've had some pretty nice weather. Get a little rain here and there, which is fine. We need the rain too, so we'll take the warm temperatures.
We certainly will, absolutely will. And as I mentioned, it's the Memorial Day edition, Memorial Day weekend edition. I know that for as you mentioned, Scott, so many of us are going to be out at the lake. We're going to be out in the yard. We're going to be doing our things, and it's a long weekend. We get an extra day in there. I just want to encourage, though, everybody to think about what Memorial Day is. And I saw a neat, really neat meme this week that stuck in my head. And I think you would agree with me, right, that every single day we respect, we appreciate those who are serving, those in law enforcement, first responders, fire and rescue, all of those folks. But we have a couple of days during the year that are special. And what this was saying is basically it said, remember Armed Forces Day is for those who are serving and wearing the uniform. Remember Veterans Day is for those who have served and wore the uniform. And remember Memorial Day for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom while serving and wearing the uniform. And I think that really says it all, because that's what's special about Memorial Day. That's what this weekend is really about. And I just encourage everybody to kind of take a moment, whether you're out in the boat, whether you're in the yard, in the garden, out in the woods, foraging, whatever you're doing, and be intentional about that thought and that appreciation.
Amen, sir. Amen. Yeah, that's something that we all need to do. You know, we need to keep that in mind all year long. You know, Kyle, you know, we talk a lot about fish patterns. You know, this is sometimes a fishing show. Sometimes it's a deer show. We talk about deer patterns. Us as outdoorsmen have patterns too. You know, with summer, the official kickoff of summer here this weekend now, we're going to get into our own patterns, you know, whether it's planning vacations, maybe taking Fridays off. You know, how many people save up their vacation all winter long and then so they can take every Friday off throughout the summer? You know, those are patterns that us have, as outdoorsmen have, and it's really time to get into that, you know, planning fishing tournaments or fishing with family, whatever it is. And it's cool to see, you know, that's nice thing about a, no matter how long the winter is, no matter how short the spring is, how much spring we didn't get, summer will always be here. And it's time to get out and enjoy it.
Are you saying that if someone or something was targeting us, we'd be very predictable and probably easy to find this time of year?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If they paid attention to what we did last year or the year before or the year before that, yeah, they would probably be able to find us pretty darn easy.
I couldn't argue with you too much there. I am, for one, a real creature of habit, and I tend to be one that I live my life by my calendar. And as you know, we have certain dates where we do. Now, after Memorial Day, we're gonna take the next weekend. We're going to go to the Minnesota Fishing Challenge. We've done that for years. Yep. You know, following weekend, men in boats. Following weekend after that is a Big Pine Classic Cup tournament. So I'm probably even more than the ordinary, very predictable.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I do have a question for you, Kyle. With that said, what is the one thing that's not going to be predictable for you this summer? By that, I mean, what do you have on your bucket list? You know, we've added a lot of new things that we've done in the outdoors in the last 5 years. Is there anything on your list this summer that you want to try that you've never tried before?
Funny you should ask that. And it really is funny you should ask that, Scott, because I don't even think I've mentioned this to you, but for whatever reason, social media tends to give you things, and if you grab onto it, it'll give you more, right?
Yep.
Well, I'm considering trying my hand at beekeeping. Maybe not this year, but the year after, and see if I can get some honey.
Yeah.
That is something that interests me. It's an outdoor activity. It's maybe a little different than foraging, but it's a natural product of the outdoors.
We know a guy.
Yeah.
That knows a lot about it. He would happen to be our Gone Outdoors Living Off the Land expert.
Yep.
Because he does some of that himself.
And you?
You know, as far as a new thing I would like to do this summer, and it's kind of in preparation for next spring, next summer, is I would like to learn how to fly fish. I have never done anything with a fly rod. And one of my bucket list items is to catch some trout on a fly rod someday, preferably in the Straight River, which that's been on my bucket list for a long time. Well, if I'm going to do that, I need to learn how to fly fish first. So it's time to make that a reality, and I think this summer I'm going to figure that out.
Well, and to your point, that's good planning, because practicing fly fishing isn't something you're going to do in your living room.
No.
You kind of have to have the space. You got to have the room to do it.
And you don't want to do it with gloves on in the middle of the winter.
No. Good point there, too. Good point. That sounds like an awful lot of fun. Really a lot of fun. I hope everyone listening to Gone Outdoors is having fun this weekend. I hope you're spending some time in the outdoors, enjoying what we have with this Memorial Day weekend. And as we said, keep in mind what the meaning of Memorial Day is. But do that while you're out in the boat, on the water, in the woods, in the garden, in the yard, wherever it might be. We've got a good... You mentioned earlier, Scott, we sometimes have a fishing show. Sometimes we have a deer hunting show. Sometimes it's a bird hunting show. Sometimes it's a foraging show. We kind of cover all the bases, and that's what's fun about this. Gabe Doering's going to come into the next segment as our guest. He's going to talk about something that just wrapped up here, and that is Boating Safety Week. So we're going to hear about that. We're going to talk to Bernie Behringer. We're going to talk a little bear hunting, and we're going to get a guest from the home station here at KFGO, Doug Lear, morning show host and North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach biologist. He's going to talk a little bit about the deer lottery applications that are coming due real soon. Stick around, folks. We've got a whole lot of Gone Outdoors ahead of us.
Hunting, fishing, loving every day.